Billy Bean has joined us on Sports Byline. We're talking about the issue of athletes and particularly baseball players being gay and the challenge it is about coming out after what Charles Barkley had to say, Scott Fujita had to say, Rick Welts in the NBA has come out of the closet as well. Are you sensing within the gay community that there is a groundswell of confidence that maybe other athletes will step forward as well, Billy?
Well, I think that I don't think there's ever been a more optimistic time within our community, the LGBT community, that we have a infrastructure of support that is building. And for someone like Grant Hill to do a national commercial and put his amazing reputation on the line as an open-minded, loving, you know, human being who just happens to be, you know, an amazing NBA, you know, superstar for, you know, 15, 16 years, I think that gives people tremendous optimism. And you know what? People do listen. And parents, I get tons of emails and letters all the time. And people, the question is when is it going to happen? But I feel like for the first time, it's really become topical. And it's a positive story within the gay and lesbian community, not a negative one. And that's important because the truth is, you know, my generation, Ron, people concealed their sexuality until later in life. It was very difficult to meet people. There was no internet when I was in high school. There was no, you know, chat rooms or, you know, there was Google didn't exist. There was, you know, you had to go places to see people, and people were afraid. Now people are defining and understanding their sexuality much younger, and parents are being presented with this issue, and many times it's a very overwhelming thing for a 15, 14-year-old, you know, child to tell a parent that they know that they are gay or lesbian. So I think, you know, just from the big picture of protecting our families and loving our children as, you know, we learn and the learning curve has moved up, you know, the whole world's getting smarter and moving very, very fast. And I think that this issue is, you know, along for the ride. So I think that, you know, and hopefully in a year from now or sooner, you know, we'll be all, you know, in amazement that someone came out and it came and went. And now he's just being judged again, or she, by, you know, what they're producing on the baseball field.
You know, it's kind of interesting because if you think about it, you mentioned about that it's going to take somebody of stature and success probably to come forward for it to have a, you know, be a strong message. But if you think about it, I mean, when you've got somebody like a Grant Hill, somebody like a Scott Fujita and others of that note, and then the San Francisco Giants have recently come out with a public service message as well, about it gets better, I would think that that's a large step. In other words, it may not be the athlete that even some fringe player or a player who is not of the star status will feel a little bit more comfortable about it. Is it going to take a sport effort rather than an individual effort to break the barrier?
Well, I just think that the more people that are able to show their support, that it's all about what happens on the field, and you know, our diversity makes all of our country great. So if New York Yankees happen to have an amazing gay, you know, outfielder in the minor leagues, and he comes up and he's a rookie of the year, and then he says, you know, it's time for me to say I don't want to hide, I have a partner in my life, you know, for every right reason, and he knows that the captain of his team is supportive, I think he's in a much better situation than if he played for the Miami Heat and Tim Hardaway was on your team and he comes out with a flat comment, says, I hate gays, I think they should be, you know, sent away, or some barbaric comment. And, you know, I find it, you know, from where that happened to now, it seems like we're having more and more positive stories as opposed to people, you know, shooting from the hip and telling the truth, and the truth is really ugly.
You know, and, Billy, I was just thinking about something. I mean, if you think about the media today and how it can be marshaled and people can get together, we've seen what's happened over in the Middle East where people get together using social media and everything. I would think that any athlete or somebody who came out and took an ignorant position on something, I'm not saying, hey, look, they can, you know, have every right to have their feelings, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to be ignorant enough to come out and be against something like this, I would think that everybody, those people would be concerned about the reaction, and it would be titanic, the reaction.
Well, I mean, and there's the evolution of, you know, political correctness or education and people understanding that you need to observe before you speak many times. And especially if, let's just say if someone came out, maybe he wasn't a superstar, but maybe he's played 10 years in the big leagues and he's proven he's been a solid contributor and he's had some great seasons. You know, nobody's going to say, I can't, people like Todd Jones or whoever, they say that, you know, they're not comfortable showering in the locker room like, you know, a person would not be able to control themselves. I mean, the last person a gay person wants to be near is a homophobic, you know, menace. So, I mean, those people are safe. And it makes me crazy that I think it's a masculine stance that makes people feel a little more, elite in front of, you know, the small crowd that they want to, you know, preach to in that way. I just think that the examples, I mean, gay people historically, gay and lesbians had to be more disciplined in the higher workplaces and more conservative than, you know, is what in the eyes of what people think is conservative or liberal, because they're not defined 100% by that. They're defined by what they do. And to say that a player's going to put a team in jeopardy is just a stereotypical projection, but ultimately it's like anything. It's like what is a house worth? A house is worth what someone will pay for it. Until a player does it, that's the proof that the environment doesn't feel comfortable, because there are people who are hiding this truth playing in major league sports.
Do you feel, Billy, that the atmosphere and that you had to deal with at the time that you played kept you from reaching your full playing potential?
100%. I look back and I think, I hope someday that disappointment starts to fade. But the idea that I struggled with my sexuality when I was about 26 years old, I was a member of the Dodgers, and it's the only angry conversation I ever have, you know, with God or whoever our maker is, because I just wish that I would not have had that struggle. You know what I mean? It was at the worst possible time. I was growing into a man, and I struggled. I was afraid to tell a therapist because I didn't trust that a therapist wouldn't tell the team, because the team might have, you know, I was miserable off the field. I stayed out of relationships. I had a very, very difficult marriage to someone who was a wonderful person, and I didn't understand why I wasn't happy in my marriage until 4 or 5 years after we got married. And, you know, the truth is I was going through many, many difficult things, and as you said in the beginning, even, you know, as I finally got comfortable with myself, in the middle of my second year with the Padres, my partner died suddenly, and I had to hide that for a season. And, you know, it was a long haul, and, you know, that's my personal problem. It wasn't baseball's fault. It's just that baseball, I didn't even trust that I could turn to my parents during that time. So to think that I would, you know, allow baseball to be a cushion for me to open up and allow a difficult subject, I just was not evolved enough at that time. I would give anything to feel about myself then like I do now, and accept myself and understand that, you know, I believe that we're born the way we're born, and that's just the way the chips fall. And baseball was, you know, it was a dream to be there. I didn't want to do anything but get, you know, two hits and make the Hall of Fame. And that's all I ever dreamed about my whole life. And, you know, the fact that I was dealing with my sexuality at that time and potentially a divorce, it was devastating, you know, to have those off-the-field issues happening while I was, you know, in the big leagues.
We only have 30 seconds left, but briefly, Billy, what sports do you think that a gay player might come first in?
Wow, I've always felt like something where an individual sport, like a great golfer or tennis player, where, you know, they're on camera a lot, but they're judged individually. So, you know, if you're great, like Martina Navratilova would be a perfect, you know, example to explain that. But in team sports, man, it's a toss-up. I think that I've always said that I think if someone is going to be outed accidentally and then deal with it and hopefully overcome, because to invite that unless things change, you know, or continue to progress. It's going to be very interesting to watch.
Thanks, Billy. I knew it would be another interesting conversation. Billy Beane, gay former Major League Baseball player, 6 years in the majors with us. We'll take a break as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.